Darkness is not an affirmative force. It simply reoccupies the space vacated by the light.
This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
And Urban Family Talk.
It should be uncomfortable for a believer to live as a hypocrite.
Delivering people out of the bondage of mainstream media.
And the philosophies of this world.
God has called you and me to be his ambassadors. Even in this dark moment. Let's not miss our moment.
And now, the Hamilton Corner.
Good evening. Welcome to the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio and Urban Family Talk. I'm your host, Abraham Hamilton III, and this is a crazy day. Lots of things are happening as usual, but I am grateful, for one, to have awakened to meet the new mercies that the Lord has provided for us this morning that we've met. I am joined, as usual, by the full J Squared contingent, Mr. Jeff Reed to my left, Mr. Jason Charles to my right. Hannah will be joining us in the screening room shortly, as we will take phone calls in the final segment of the program. But because we didn't get to do that yesterday, we had a lot to get to, and we have a lot to get to today, but I'm intentional. I am determined to get to your phone calls because I like to hear what you have to say. Well, most of you are making your way from your part-time jobs to your full-time jobs. I want to offer you the daily encouragement that I do to remember that when you show up at home, when you meet your family, congratulations, you're in the ministry. We want to make sure that we are intentional as husbands to cultivate our wives with the water of the word. That can take different ways for different families. That doesn't mean that you need to sit down and have a 45-minute Bible study. It could be something as simple as reading the scripture together. It could be as simple as revisiting different aspects of the sermon from the weekend. There are many different instances, different ways you can go about doing it. And I encourage each family, to each husband, to seek the Lord for how the Lord would have you do that in your own family. But at a minimum, we want to make sure that we're doing it. I'm focusing on husbands, but this is not limited to husbands. But I want to encourage us to understand that this institution called family is a glorious institution, and that if we would serve our families well, we would be further down the road of executing the commission that God has given us. And you also are aiding our society, quite frankly, by raising our families well. The encouragement is to make sure that in our endeavors to be faithful all over the world, to be faithful in what we do outside of our home, that we are not neglecting our families, offering them as sacrifices on the altar of external faithfulness. But instead, let's reverse that and make sure that we are serving faithfully in our homes. Praise God. Well, we're going to begin today in just one verse out of the Beatitudes. This is one verse out of a huge sermon, the longest recorded sermon in Scripture. But this is a sermon. The entirety of the sermon is instructive for us, but this particular portion is applicable in the moment that we find ourselves in nationally. And I want to encourage us to make sure that we are not just living, but we are manning our position as kingdom ambassadors in the midst of the culture. So here we go in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. And this is what our Lord Jesus himself said: "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." I'll read it again. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Now, when we talk about peacemakers, I've shared this before, I'm going to say it again now. The call to be a peacemaker is distinct from the function of a peacekeeper. Whenever I think about this, we think about the United Nations peacekeeping force, where they don't really do anything. They're not a military force. They just show up with their blue hats and attempt to maintain any stasis or absence of conflict that existed prior to their arrival. Okay, a peacekeeper is one who just maintains a lack of conflict. But a peacemaker is one who makes peace, is one who forges peace out of chaotic environments. A peacemaker is one who enters into the fray, one who sees where the bodies have fallen, so to speak, and enters into that arena and forges peace out of a chaotic environment. The highest demonstration of this is when the ravages of the sin nature are just having its way in the lives of individuals, where the Lord dispatches his members of his body as evangelists to enter that fray of chaos and inject peace in that environment by providing the gospel of peace. Isn't it interesting that the Lord refers to his gospel as the gospel of peace? A peacemaker is one who forges peace out of chaos. Now, why am I saying that? Because here in our day, our nation, we have reached a level of divisiveness. A godly pastor that I know who is an older gentleman, I like to spend time with people who are older than I am, who are wiser than I am, who are more mature than I am, who said to me, man, Abe, I haven't seen our nation like this since the 1960s Civil Rights Movement, to where our nation is just, we're at powder keg levels of tension. And I simply want to encourage the members of the Lord's bride, the members of his body, to not forget that we are called to be peacemakers. That when things happen, and I'm going to talk at length in the next segment about the situation with the Covington Catholic High School students in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Memorial, that the media just took off running with a certain narrative that didn't include full information. You know, at a minimum, those of us who are members of the body of Christ, we should know that the exhortation for Proverbs chapter 18, the one who states his case first seems right until another comes and examines him. You know, that we don't want to allow the media. And you know, and there's some people who are hypersensitive to President Trump's reference to the mainstream. And I'm just, man, Brian Fisher, when he coined the phrase, the talking snake media, there is no better description than that phrase. When you consider what the talking snake did in the garden, where that was literally a God-ordained paradise, and the rebellion followed the talking snake entering into the garden and deceiving, injecting the most detrimental division that ever existed, severing Eve and ultimately Adam from the Lord's word and his will. That is an accurate description for the mainstream media in our country, to where they will seize on any opportunity to present an issue in the most divisive and inflammatory terms as possible. I mean, it's astounding. And the unfortunate reality is that many members of the body of Christ, we find ourselves taking sides based on the deceptive presentation of a lying media. So if we have not learned anything, we should at this point know we have to develop a resistance toward the manipulations of the media. But from our standpoint, as believers, what we want to do, and I believe that this is what the Lord would have us to do, is as the issues of the day arise, to find a way to serve as a peacemaker in these instances, instead of becoming a part of the division. We find a way to build a bridge between people, that we move beyond, we push past superficial presentations, superficial platitudes, and we endeavor to communicate with people on a heart level. Because in the midst of this is something that is often lost on us. As crazy as the times are, as rancorous as the times are, as divisive as we are in our country, guess what? The Lord put you and I here right for these moments. And he did that because in these moments, the Lord desires, in the midst of all of this tension, to reap a harvest of souls for himself. Think about that for a moment. As tense as it is, as much as, you know, people don't want to talk about the Make America Great Again hats and all of these things, this is the time period that the Lord has divinely planted you and I in. It is incumbent upon us that we become wise. The Bible says, he who wins souls is wise. You understand what I'm saying? He who wins souls is wise. We talked yesterday about Paul's prayer in the epistle to the Philippians, that the Philippian believers would abound more and more and more in love. And we talked about how love, as we grow in love, it should have a final expression in us acting in wise ways, administrating wise judgment. Love should result in wise action that benefit others and also glorify the Lord. Well, as these things are happening around us, we should seek to find the occasion, to find the opportunity to introduce the only solution for what we find. Not merely the temporal tension that we face in our time, but the eternal tension grounded in the reality that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But to him who does not believe, folks, to him who does not believe, he is condemned already. We cannot afford to become casualties of the efforts to divide our country. I've talked at length before about the deceptive way the news media reports on police uses of force, fatal uses of force. The media talks about the unjustified murdering of people with darker skin. And I said, man, do you realize that on an annual basis, that if the media reported lightning strikes the way that they report these types of incidences, people would never leave their homes? Do you realize that? Why do they do this? Because they know it whips people up into a frenzy. They know it's useful for causing political strife. They know it's an effective tool to keep a populace that otherwise would be unified divided, because divided groups of people are more easy to control. They're more easy to control. And if we, those of us who are indwelled by the Spirit of God, if we know the truth of the Lord's word, if we become sucked in to the efforts of the media and others to manipulate us, how then can we be effective as ambassadors of the Lord's kingdom? It nullifies, it cuts against our ability to be effective. And so I simply want to re-urge us to take the words of our Lord to heart in Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the peacemakers. We should begin to ask ourselves these questions on a daily basis. How can I be a peacemaker in this scenario right here? Now, and I'm talking to myself as I'm sharing this with you. How can I be a peacemaker here? I understand what's being presented. The first step that should be pursued is, do I have all the facts? That should be a question that we all, kingdom citizens, should ask ourselves. Do we have all the facts? Not getting all the facts so that we can be know-it-alls and have point and counterpoints with people, but to make sure that we are fully apprised of the terrain that we're navigating in order to be effective peacemakers. Secondarily, as a result of, after we answer the question, do we have all the facts? If the answer to that question is no, we should probably get some more information. Then after we are sufficiently informed, the next question should be, now how can I make peace in this scenario? How can I, through the power of the Spirit of God, create a platform to introduce the conversation about Jesus Christ? How can I do that? Because if we're not going to be about that, then what are we about? Are we just here to spout off the latest talking points from my favorite news programs? Even my program. No, brothers and sisters, let us love the Lord enough. Let us love the Lord so much that we love what he loves. The Lord gave his life to save the souls of men. Can't we be troubled to do more than retweet? Can we be bothered enough to do more than, oh, I'm sharing this one, get them? You know, I mean that because the powder keg that our society has become, the Bible says in the book of Romans that the earth groans and quakes in anticipation of the revelation or the manifestation of the sons of God. The same epistle, who are the sons of God? Those who will be led by his Spirit. Well, look what the Lord said in the book of Matthew. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. I would submit to you that if we would reposture our heart to be peacemakers, we would find a more robust life filled with the Spirit of God leading us to our encounters. We would have more divine appointments, because the Lord knows that Jason and Hannah are not just trying to accumulate information for themselves, but they're endeavoring to make peace out of chaos. As we do that, brothers and sisters, I think we will find ourselves being more effective witnesses to the eternal glory of our Lord and soon coming kingdom.
Today we remember the unborn. Hi, I'm Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. Liberty Counsel and the National Pro-Life Center are placing thousands of flowers in front of the U.S. Supreme Court today on National Sanctity of Human Life Day. These flowers are a visual reminder representing the number of American babies killed every day by abortion. January 22 is a tragic day in American history. It was 46 years ago it became legal to murder a preborn baby for any reason. So this Remembering the Unborn Memorial honors the precious babies that are brutally killed by abortion every day. Placing thousands of flowers in front of the highest court in the land creates a powerful image of the precious lives that are lost. Abortion kills innocent children and leaves wounded souls in its wake. Please pray as Liberty Counsel vows to keep fighting to make the womb safe once again. Learn more at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE, 833-44-BIBLE.
Brian Fisher here with today's Life and Liberty Minute. The Talking Snake Media had a gloriously, spectacularly bad weekend. First, they accused President Trump of ordering his attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress for him. Turns out it was the media telling the lie. Then they tried to tell us a high school student harassed and taunted a Native American veteran. But it turns out that they lied to us again. And they are still lying about the claim that Congressman Steve King is a white supremacist. I call them the Talking Snake Media in memory of the serpent in the garden who successfully lied to Eve. Jesus exposed Satan not only as a liar, but as the father of lies, by which he meant that every lie in the end comes from the mind of Satan. We must consume secular media with skepticism and discernment. It's almost enough to make you listen to nothing but AFR all day.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
Shining light into the darkness. This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio
and Urban Family Talk.
Welcome back to the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio and Urban Family Talk. If you remember when we talked about in the Ten Commandments, when the Bible talks about being thou shalt not bear false witness, I talked about how you have an affirmative and an intrinsic right to be free from slander, from lies, and from deception. And you know, the unfortunate reality is because lying is so prevalent in our culture that I think we often forget that lying comes from, ultimately at its core, it stems from the father of lies. The father of lies. And when we allow an environment to persist in falsity, we're moving not closer to the Lord, but further within the domain of the wicked one. So, welcome back to the program. I'm going to dig into now, and I'm talking. I don't even have my stuff out. Got to get ready. Just a late example, a recent example, will provides a great opportunity for us to delve even further than what we talked about before about looking to be peacemakers. Because over the weekend, you had the situation in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Memorial, where you have the Covington Catholic High School boys from Kentucky who attended the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. And upon their preparation to leave, to go back to Kentucky, you have a huge breakout that the mainstream media, and I mean, folks, no better description. I said it before. Brian hit that right on the nail right on the head when he refers to them as the Talking Snake Media, which is where I picked it up from. picked it up from him. They picked up a snippet of a video, and it went viral. I mean, to where the entire nation, I mean, you have presidential candidates, you know, Elizabeth Warren, you have, you know, former Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gollum, CNN former news anchor Soledad O'Brien. I mean, a whole host of people condemning this young man, Nick Sandman, who's a high school junior, for being disrespectful to, they were describing him as the wise Omaha elder and Vietnam veteran. Which, one small point I want to just immediately share, that Mr. Phillips is not a Vietnam veteran. The Washington Post has already come out issuing a correction. He served in the military from 1972 to 1976. The clarification describes him as a Vietnam-era veteran. But there's no indication that he ever served in Vietnam. But the media just, you know, just run on with that and just, hey, Vietnam veteran, this, you know, smug, MAGA hat wearing racist. That's what everything. He's a racist. His school was condemned. I mean, there have been all sorts of bomb threats at the school. Folks, this is the truth. The Covington Catholic High School had to cancel its classes because there were threats to bomb the school. The young man and his family, they have been threatened with death from all over the country. You hear what I'm telling you? And it turns out all of it was over a lie. CNN, one of the chief culprits in this thing, ran with the story initially. Then after the fact, and the thing is, folks, these people have full-time news staff, researchers. They could do what I did. So I'll tell you, I got a hold of a video that was 1 hour and 46 minutes long. I got a hold of this video yesterday, but I didn't talk about it on the air yet because I couldn't watch the 1 hour and 46 minute long video until today. Why couldn't CNN do the same thing? They had the video. But instead, they run with this story. You know, why? Oh, Native Elder. You know, Make America Great Again had racism. Hateful young man. You delve into some of his history. You find, oh, wait a minute. Not only is he not a Vietnam veteran, this guy is a routine left-wing activist who does the protesting routinely. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. So I'm going to do, on this show, a portion of the job that people with much bigger budgets and with television programs should have done, but either they were either too busy in a rush to want to report the story first, or they simply wanted to continue to sow division into our cultural conversation. And I'm just going to tell you straight up, I think it was the latter, frankly. I think it was the latter. These people had this information. All it took for them was to just watch the video. So, after watching the entire 1 hour and 46 minutes of the video, what I found was this entire episode began with a group called the Black Hebrew Israelites. What happened was that the Covington Catholic High School for the last 10 years has participated in the March for Life. After the March for Life, they allow them, the students, to sightsee in Washington, D.C. for a little while. And then they always converge at the Lincoln Memorial as their disembarkation point to go back to Kentucky. Well, in this particular instance, on this particular day, there were two protests occurring simultaneously on the Lincoln Mall. One where Nathan Phillips of the Omaha tribe was participating in an indigenous people's protest. And the other was about five to seven men from a group that calls themselves the Black Hebrew Israelites. And this entire episode began with the Black Israelites cursing, insulting, demeaning, and throwing verbal invectives at the Native group. I'm going to play a little audio to get you to hear, just to give you a little bit of the flavor of what was actually happening, that the Talking Snakes just conveniently decided to leave out of their discussions. Please, Mr. Charles, play clip number one.
Before you started worshiping totem poles, you was worshiping the true living God.
That's right.
Before you became an idol worshiper, you was worshiping the true and living God. And this is the reason why this land was taken away from you. You're not supposed to worship eagles, buffaloes,
that's
lambs,
right. Right.
All types of animals.
That's right.
This is the reason why the Lord took away your land. Why am I so angry?
This is what we mad at. This is what we mad at.
The Lord says, surely oppression make a wise man mad. You talk right. About why we're mad.
Now, I played that because that was a little bit of all of what I could play without having a continuous bleep going on, because of course, this is Christian radio. But you heard one of the leaders of the Black Hebrew Israelite group saying that you worship totem poles. You're not supposed to worship eagles and buffalo and animals and all of these things. It got so heated that several individuals from the Native American group came over to the Black Israelites group to ask them to tone it down. The Israelite group said no and started to curse them out, calling them totem pole worshipers. But you didn't hear that in the mainstream media, did you? Nah, you didn't hear that from them. Even in their efforts to try to kind of say, well, we found some additional evidence that gives a different view on this area, on the issue. That's all they said. They didn't explain the fact, well, in reality, the Black Israelite group was acting aggressively and harassing the Native group. And then the Native group came back at the Israelite group. This is what was happening on the Lincoln Mall. So as they're going back and forth, a few of the Covington Catholic High School boys happened to come in. Initially, it was about maybe four boys. Only one of them had a Make America Great Again hat. And in the process of those several of the young boys coming up, the Black Israelites then turned some of their ire onto them, encouraging the Native group to begin to be angry at the Covington High School students. Play clip number two.
That's the reason why you stuck on stupid. You want to call me a but you talking all that ignorant. You don't even know what we talking about.
Dumb man.
A bunch of demons always talking out. But you won't say that to this peck of wood wearing a Make America Great Hat again.
That's right.
You damn Uncle Tomahawk.
That's right. That's right.
A bunch of Uncle Tomahawks. Why you don't crack that peck of wood with the hat on?
That's right.
Why you don't crack his head?
That's right.
Why you don't speak to him like that?
That's right.
Because you're Uncle Tomahawk.
That's right.
You think that's Uncle Tom's? You're Uncle Tomahawk.
That's right.
Don't be an Uncle Tomahawk.
That's right.
Don't be. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that, brother. Don't
our people
that.
Always want to get
you,
physical.
You jumping up. You jumping
our
up.
Our people
don't
always
want to
get
brother.
Physical, man.
Because you want a coon now. You want a coon now. Ain't no coon here. You might as well put on one of them red hats.
Now, you didn't hear that on the mainstream media, did you? No. What is happening there, because you're listening on radio, you can't see the visual. Well, what's happening, but the Native group is clashing with the Black Israelites. And the Black Israelites then and says, you, Native group, want to come at us, but I bet you won't attack those Peckerwoods. That's what he said, referring to high school students from Covington High School. Why don't you attack those Peckerwoods? Why don't you crack their heads open? You heard? That's literally what they're saying. Why don't you crack their heads open? Folks, why didn't the Talking Snake Media say any of this? Why didn't they share any of this with anyone when they have the material? Because they're invested in perpetuating a narrative. So to reset what's happening, the Black Israelites are having, they're beefing with the indigenous people group protesters. And the Israelites say, you need to aim some of that vitriol at these Peckerwoods. And I can't say the words on radio that they said to them, calling them all types of names, calling them incest babies, school shooters, calling, even there was a young man among the Covington High School students who happened to have to be a man, a young man with a darker paint job, and the Hebrew Israelite group are calling them coons. Folks, this is how this all started. So after that, because the black Israelites and the Native American groups were about to come to blows, as this is happening, the Covington High School group gets more and more of their students coming around, and they, in an effort that it seems clear, to intercede between the Native groups and the black Israelites groups, started their school chants to try to diffuse the situation that is happening. That is when you hear the entree of the drum being played and Mr. Nathan Phillips coming into the scene. Please play clip number 3.
Look at this, huh?
Get them. Get this crap.
Look at this.
Who say the pull up boys don't pull up? Who say the pull up boys don't pull up and turn it up? That's shit for love.
Here come Gant. Here come Gant. Here come Gant. Look at our Make America Great Again hats. Look at the hats. Look at the hats. We ain't taking. Look, we not taking. Look at Gant. That's right, Gant. Look at Gant. Look at Gant not playing. He came to the rescue. Our elder right there. Look at him. And Gant stepped in front of us too, huh?
Now, what you have happening there, and you remember, the black Israelite groups were calling the Native American groups Uncle Tomahawk. So after all of that happened, you have Nathan Phillips coming, and you see on the video, he makes a beeline straight toward a young man and starts to beat the drum in his face. And initially, it seemed obvious that the young men believe that the Native American, Mr. Phillips, is joining in their attempts to drown out the black Israelites' efforts to continue to insult, harass, and provoke the Native group. But the media just gives that short shot of Nathan Phillips and Nick Sandman's face and says he's smirking as he's disrespecting this man. Folks, this is utterly ridiculous. And the media ran with this story. Ran with it. As if it was a story. This is why I'm saying that for the believers, man, we have to, at this day and age, the Talking Snake Media has, at a minimum, earned a healthy distrust of them. At a minimum, when things happen and they go viral instantly, we should say, let me see if there's anything, any other information that comes out before we even begin to form an opinion. It is utterly despicable and frankly is disgusting. It's disgusting to see this happen. And now, I have some audio. I might not even play it. Because not only does this happen, but Nathan Phillips, who knows what happened, but it doesn't stop him from running to the media and arguing, oh, I was afraid for my life. Those young racists look like they wanted to lynch me. This is what he said. This is what he said. That they were beasts wanting to attack me. And now he's going on with his life. The black Israelites have gone on with their lives. Now this school, and even the school itself, the Covington Catholic School, attempted to rebuke the boys based on the media reports. But now his family is facing death threats. And the school is facing bomb threats, all because of a lie. All because of a lie. And then I have some questions for you before we hit the break fully. Did anybody see the black Israelites blamed for anything in the Talking Snake Media? I hadn't. Why is that? You want to talk about partiality? Why can't the media fix its mouth to say that these guys were the ones who fomented the entire episode? And then say that the Native group contributed towards its escalation instead of them walking away. This guy made a beeline straight for the teenager, and now he has been made out to be the villain. Folks, we cannot afford to be driven by the media manipulations in this country.
We are not allowed to have a U-Haul that comes to heaven with us.
Anna Marie Travers has an AFA Foundation charitable gift annuity.
The Lord has given us things that we can acquire, but you know, everything will stay here, and I'm so thankful for the American Family Annuity Fund, where we can give some to something that we so highly value.
Through the AFA Foundation, a charitable gift annuity provides a monthly income as well as a legacy of support for the American Family Association.
I cannot recommend a better person than they have at AFA to help you with getting your annuity fund. It was so easy.
Call the AFA Foundation today to find out how you can set up a charitable gift annuity. Just call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Thinking biblically about race. This is David Wheaton, host of the Christian Worldview. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is a national holiday this week that commemorates Dr. King's impact on civil rights, particularly for blacks. A half century after Dr. King, the issue of race is still contentious in society and the church. Because resentment resides in the heart, ethnic divides can never be bridged through laws, quotas, reparations, or shaming. Jesus never focused on ethnic divisions, but rather proclaimed repentance and faith in himself, which transforms the heart and the treatment of others. As the Bible says, believers are all one in Christ Jesus. Hear an interview about race and racism at thechristianworldview.org. This weekend, we'll discuss reparations for slavery.
Listen to The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton, Saturday mornings at 8 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Many years ago, a wise newspaper editor asked me a question about what kind of journalist I wanted to be. Would you rather be first or would you rather be right? In other words, don't rush to judgment. Make sure you have the full story. The other day, a group of young boys was publicly shamed by the national media, liberals and conservatives. They accused the students from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky of mocking a Native American activist and shouting down a group of black Israelites. But it turns out there was more to the story. Other videos showed the Native Americans intentionally pushing their way into the crowd of teens, and the black Israelites were spewing homophobic slurs, calling the kids all sorts of hateful names. You can watch the video for yourself at toddstarnes.com. There was a rush to judgment here, folks, and I suspect it was because many of the boys in the crowd were wearing Make America Great Again hats, and that's deplorable. I'm Todd Starnes.
The Hamilton Corner podcast and one-minute commentaries are available at AFR.net and UrbanFamilyTalk.com. Back to the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio and Urban Family Talk.
Welcome back to the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio and Urban Family Talk. We will open the phone lines this segment. If you'd like to join the program, the number to call is 888-589-8840. That number to call again is 888-589-8840. Anything we've discussed on the show is fair game. And so far, we've talked about the mandate for the believer to be peacemakers. Peacemakers, folks, we cannot afford to allow the call of Christ to become a back burner issue for us. We must look for opportunities to forge peace out of the chaotic environments where we find ourselves. We also talked about the rush to judgment by the mainstream media in castigating Nick Sandman as a villain when the reality is he's been victimized by the whole episode. You know, and it's unfortunate that we've become so bogged down by identity politics. We've become so divided where there are people who are eager to see iterations of what they already believe, that they're willing to run off with the narrative before they have all of the information, only to find themselves having to, we call it crawfish in Louisiana, having to backpedal after the facts come out. So in the video, two additional points I wanted to make, because Mr. Phillips, Stanley Phillips, I'm sorry, Nathan Phillips, said one of the reasons why he felt intimidated is because the high school students were chanting, build a wall at him. Well, if you listen to the audio and watch the video, you'll find out only one person said anything about building a wall. It was a black Israelite leader who was intentionally antagonizing the Native American group. You heard them referring to the here come Gad, when they came beating on the drums, referring to them in a disparate manner concerning being a tribe of Israel. And the unfortunate fact is that once the Native American group, for whatever reason, found like they could no longer go back and forth with the black Israelites, they then turned their focus on these boys. And it's just, man, it's just foul. It's straight up foul. That's all I can just say it. That there's such a yearning for what's happening in our country. People are willing to facts. Who needs facts? All we need are opinions. And people weigh in on that. Well, this issue, and you know, I really don't like bringing these folks up, but it's just, it's very telling what happened. So this entire rush to judgment, which played itself out on The View and other places all across the media spectrum, and the conversation arose concerning Nick Sandman and the incident that happened in Washington, D.C., following the March for Life, and Whoopi Goldberg asked the question, why do you think we continue to see these episodes where the media consistently gets these things wrong, then have to backpedal? And listen to what how Joy Behar responds to this question. Play clip number four, please.
So many people admitted they made snap judgments before these other facts came in. But is it that we just instantly say that's what it is based on what we see in that moment and then have to walk stuff back when it turns out we're wrong? Why is that? Why is do we keep making the same mistake?
Because we're desperate to get Trump out of office.
We're desperate to get Trump out of office. Now, what did Trump have to do with any of this? What did Trump have to do with any of this? That wasn't even the topic of conversation. But I think in this moment, Joy Behar was candid. Why did this video become viral? Because the boy had a Make America Great Again hat on. And there's such an eagerness, there's such a yearning to paint the president as this seething, skin color based, partial person. They look for every opportunity to seize on it. And so we have a heightened ravenousness amongst the media to where any opportunity to make the president look bad, they're going to jump on it. And listen, folks, the president helps them do that many times. Some of the stuff he tweets and says, it's ridiculous. But does that mean that the media should just oh, okay, hey, well, we'll just destroy the Sandman's lives. You know, death threats. What's a couple bomb threats at a high school between friends, you know? It's utterly, utterly despicable. Utterly despicable. With that, we'll go to the phone lines. We'll begin in my home state of Louisiana, where Sonia is on the line. Sonia, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I think that the left oftentimes really does feel that the ends justify the means. And if they have to use that Nick Sandman in order to go after the president, even though it had nothing to do with it, that's fine. If they ruin his life and he has death threats, well, it's okay because they have a higher calling. But I also wanted to say that I actually felt like I saw the whole hour video, and I thought the boys actually handled themselves quite well, considering all the horrible things that the Hebrew Israelites were screaming at them.
Yeah.
And at one point, they were saying that your president is a homosexual, your president is a homosexual, and then used said that a quote from the Bible that God condemns homosexuals, and then used a very bad racial slur, to which all the boys booed and kind of moaned.
That's right.
And then they said again that, you know, God condemns homosexuality, and the boys said, but they're still a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So while God hates the act, he does not hate the people. He loves the person. So I thought that should have been pointed out, that the Hebrew Israelites were saying horrendous things, mm-hmm. about homosexuals and everybody else. And the boys, I never heard any cursing from them. I never heard any shouting back. I thought they actually handled themselves well. And the school should be ashamed for rushing to judgment, too, and not thinking that they've done a good enough job educating their students on how to behave.
Mm-hmm. Sonya, thank you very much for your call and your comments. I did see that. I mean, the taunts and the epithets that were, I mean, it was disgusting, frankly. It was a horrible demonstration of human interaction. And the fact that the media is willing to simply just, you know, after the facts have come out, just instead of coming out and saying, guys, we had this completely wrong, they're simply trying to cop out, saying that, well, there's more videos that shed some light, and then you go figure it out for yourself. After they've already raked Sandman over the coals. And considering the situation, you would think, you would say the young students handled themselves relatively well. I did have questions about the chaperoning there and the safety of the students, considering how tense it got between the Israelite, the black Israelite groups and the natives. I would have been, it may have been advisable for some adults to move some of the students, but concerning the interactions between the groups, it's clear if you watch the video what is going on. So back to the phone line. So we'll go next to Arkansas, where Wes is on the line. Wes, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you for letting me talk. Hey, people need to realize that they're being manipulated.
Yeah.
I don't care which branch of the media that you're listening to, which station. If all you're going to see is a 15, 20, 30-second spot, you're being manipulated by what they want to present to you, whatever that information is. Everything that they show on TV was videoed, and it's typically anywhere from a 10-minute to 30-minute to, in as your example, an hour and 43-minute long video. And they'll take out the 5, 10, 20 seconds of video that they want to make their point.
Mm.
So if you don't realize that, if you don't see this information in context, in the larger context, in a larger video, see it as it was back in the day when satellite was free and you could watch the evening news as it was being transmitted from wherever to New York and so forth, you got to see it in context and then turn around and watch what the evening news put on the air, and you could see how you were being manipulated. You can't see that now. So realize that whether it's a CNN, Theater Fox, or whatever it is, and even in the news as in internet and print media, the goal is to manipulate your attention.
Mm.
So,
thank you, Wes. Thank you for your comment. I agree with everything you said, except for the allusion to the fact that news media back in the day was not one-sided in its presentation, because when you had a news media that had a monopoly, basically, on the industry, they were able to create public opinion with no pushback. So, but I agree with you 100%, and that's part of the reason why I'm sharing this today, primarily for us to understand as believers, our call is not to be the most effective, social debaters, but to look for opportunities to be peacemakers. And part of that is making sure we as best as we can, we have all of the information before we endeavor to weigh in. So, but thank you very much, Wes, for your call and your comments. We'll go next to Texas, where Peggy is on the line. Peggy, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Okay, here's my thing. When I first, a friend of mine tagged me on the Facebook, and she said, you've got to see this. So I played the video, and, of course, I saw, and saw what the media wanted me to see.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm Native American, I immediately wanted to defend the Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just kind of watched the video, and then because the one she tagged me in was a YouTube, there was another video under it. So I watched that video, and there was another video under it, so I watched that video. And I watched several videos, watched them all night long. I was furious, hurt, upset.
Yeah.
And, after watching them, I could see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Israelite group or whatever they are, they were the biggest instigators of that. And,
that's right.
And earlier, like you said, there was nothing brought on them. There's nothing from the media chastising them for their actions in it.
Not
and
at all.
And then, you know, because I'm Native American, I wanted to, I guess in my mind, in my heart, I wanted to, you know, stick with my people, mm-hmm. as you would, I guess, say. But, yeah, I think he's a total idiot. He walked right up in that group of young men, and he instigated that whole deal himself.
You're talking about Nathan Phillips, right?
But I'm, but my thing is, you know, that's a lot of what we do as people. We want to, you know, our, like my Native American side, I go to their defense. Just like, you know, black people go to the black defense. White people go to their white defense, you know. But, you know, we still got to all remember that we're God's people.
That's right, Peggy. That's right. And so here's the thing. The Talking Snake Media knows that. Why? Because they have fomented this idea about identity politics. On the heels of our observation of the day where our nation sets aside to honor the public legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, can we get to the place to where we no longer have an immediate retrenchment based on identity groups, but where we immediately seek to make our identification with the content of character? That there's not an immediate retrenchment. Well, let me see what the skin color is or the various identity of the people involved in, and then I'll know which side to take. If we are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be on the side of truth, period, no matter what. And because the regressives have been effective in segmenting our society based on this various, I'll call it identitarianisms, they know that. So that's how a story like this goes viral. Immediately, when if we had the entire context, the nation really would say, man, what is wrong with this black Israelite group? Why did Nathan Phillips walk into this? If he was so afraid, why would he walk into the group? He wasn't over there to begin with. You can see in the video, he was at least originally about 100 feet away. Why does he come into the fray beating his drum? What's the purpose of this? Folks, we've got to get to this place. And again, before we start trying to export this to other people, it starts with us. Are we guilty of ethnocentric partiality? Do we create boundaries and borders and affinities and based around, well, see, this is the group I'm with, so this is how I'm going to look at this? If we want to see these things change, we have to begin with ourselves. It doesn't mean we don't celebrate our cultures and things of that nature, but we should be at the place where we can say, well, wait a minute. Let me get the entire factual accounting of the matter before I come to a conclusion. We go next to Ohio, where Tommy is on the line. Tommy, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be on, and I love your show. I just wanted to ask how come we can't hold Democrats responsible for the lies they tell the people on TV. I can't even watch TV anymore. Matter of fact, I got my cable turned off 2 months ago, and I don't miss it at all because it was just so much lies and deceit on television that I couldn't find a channel to watch.
Gotcha, Tommy. Thank you. In this particular instance, I don't know if it was, you know, Democrats, Republicans. I don't necessarily know that that's the main thrust. Of course, I know much of the mainstream media is opposed to President Trump, but I think that the broader issue that I wanted to focus on is that we, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, do not become casualties of the manipulative efforts of the media and others, but that we look for opportunities to be peacemakers. At the ultimate conclusion of our lives, the question we are going to need to answer is, have we been peacemakers in the time that God has given us on this earth?
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.